Thursday. Today is September the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, environmental groups are going after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over claims about the Endangered Species Act and the registration of malathion. This will be an interesting one to see how it plays out. We'll take a look at all the details and what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is being accused of after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, a final biological opinion that led to national restrictions on the pesticide malathion is the target of a new lawsuit that was filed last week that alleges the decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service violated the Endangered Species Act. Now, in February of 2022, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service issued a biological opinion that concluded malathion would not jeopardize listed endangered species or their habitat. In this new lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of the District for Northern California, the environmental groups led by the Center for Biological Diversity said the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, quote, biological opinion contains numerous analytical shortcuts and arbitrary policy choices. The final biological opinion was based on agreed-upon measures, including no-spray zones, reductions in application rates, and numbers of applications, as well as other labeled changes to taken together to, quote, avoid jeopardy and adverse modifications of critical habitat, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The final biological opinion was based on agreed-upon measures, including no-spray zones, reductions in application rates, and a number of applications, as well as other labeled changes that, taken together, avoid jeopardy and adverse modifications of critical habitat, that, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Now, the group said in the new lawsuit that the label restrictions may reduce harm to some listed species, but the most threatened and endangered species would not benefit. They alleged the United States Fish and Wildlife Service policy choices conflicted with the USFWS's regulations and policies, as well as with the Endangered Species Act itself, and that it would be arbitrary and capricious. Wildlife Service's errors included its decision to not implement species-specific conservation measures to protect against malathion for many species and its failure to consider the consequence to each individual species, conservation, or recovery, the lawsuit said. The group asked the court to vacate an incidental take statement and parts of the malathion biological opinion that fails to protect the 1,534 species that do not have any species-specific minimization measures to protect them. And when contacted, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson said the agency does not comment on pending litigation. Now, malathion is used largely to control mosquitoes as well as aphids and other crop pests. In August of 2023, the EPA announced national restrictions on the use of malathion. While these minimal restrictions to malathion pesticide product labels might reduce some harm to some species listed at the margins, most threatened and endangered species will not benefit from them, the environmental group said in their lawsuit. The malathion biological opinion contains numerous analytical shortcuts and arbitrary policy choices, which conflict with the Fish and Wildlife Service regulations and policies and requirements of the ESA itself. The group said the malathion's widespread use and mobility in the environment was compounded by its high toxicity to every animal taxonomic group. The EPA initiated an Endangered Species Act consultation with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service on the effects of malathion and diazinon back in January of 2017. Now, at that time, the EPA determined malathion was likely to adversely affect 1,778 threatened and endangered species. In October of 2017, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service concluded in a draft biological opinion that the registered uses of malathion products were likely to jeopardize 1,284 threatened and endangered species. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at CropCoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about the use of biologicals in agriculture, natural tools that are a growing part of the toolbox many farmers use. USDA's Rod Bain has this update.
What are biologicals, particularly in the realm of agriculture?
It has many different types of means about delivering.
Biologicals are such a big bucket of different products and things, really, that it's hard for some folks to wrap their minds around what it is exactly.
Yet it is the job of people like Mark Foster of AmVac and Matthew Pye of FMC to explain the need of biologicals and products in this category to both ag producers who may choose to use them as well as the public at large. Foster breaks down biologicals further and their application as part of farm production.
They're sourced from natural ingredients that you can find in other areas, and then they are applied through conventional means like sprayers in combination with other products or other chemistries, or they can be applied in the planter box at the time of planting as two different examples of how they find their way into the cropping system.
So those natural components of biologicals include
bacteria that are components of it. It could be subsets of different materials that you have used for other purposes. So it's really about pieces that are more naturally found versus a chemistry-produced means of creation.
Beneficial soil bacteria are but one of many organisms that classify as a biological in the context of an agricultural application. You may have heard of pheromones, hormone chemicals secreted by insects and other species to attract mates. In its use in integrated pest management, Matthew Pye explains some of the uses of pheromones with biologicals.
The ones we're looking at will be slow release broadcasts, so foliar applications rather than some of the puffer systems you've seen, and you'll be able to integrate them also with synthetics, so it could be your first line of defense or a complementary approach to controlling insect pests.
Innovation remains an important part to biological use and implementation. Pye says one example, pheromone beer?
A yeast vector-based system. So basically lets us ferment, almost like beer, pheromones. So we'll be able to bring pheromones to row crops. But what's really important with pheromones is timing. So we also integrate technologies.
So think database systems and precision ag principles, combined with pheromones and other biologicals. And according to Travis Kraft of Indigo Ag, even with years of research in the biological space, the door opening to the world of biologicals is just beginning.
We know about 2% of the actual microbiome in the soil. But of that 2%, there's some pretty powerful players.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.